Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hi, ladies. Hope you're having a lovely day. And I really mean that because today it's sunny. We've had rain on and off, and it's just the little things that matter, you know, to brighten up your day. So today I wanted to talk about some of you guys who tend to find it difficult to keep going and want to jump ship without following something through because you're starting to feel uncomfortable or stuff is getting real. And I've been thinking about this on and off, you know, for those of you that I work with and those of you I will be working with in the future, that it's not easy. It's not easy to try to learn something new or change your ways after you've been doing this for 4-ish decades. And also, I know what that feels like and how you can overcome it. So, does this sound familiar? You're someone who loves to over-research because you want to be thorough, right? Like we glorify that being thorough, and make sure you have the right plan ahead of time so you can get the right results or the best results. So this is true for those of you who have tried multiple exercise routines, multiple diets. This is also true for those of you guys who've tried different career options, right? Different, like jump from job to job or position to position. And this is also true for those of you guys who in your personal life also find yourself struggling with committing to people. And this could be either in a romantic relationship, this could be in friendships. I wanna say this could even be like, are you hopping and shopping for different therapists and coaches? There's nothing wrong with trying new things, nothing wrong with looking at all your options, but I want to ask you, is this jumping around and making sure you have the right decision ahead of time keeping you from getting the results that you want? The answer is yes. It's a rhetorical question, you guys. Yes, it is. It is stopping you from getting where you want. Because if you guys understand this, right? If you guys just stay superficial in all these different scenarios, you're not digging deep enough to be able to get through to the other side, right? You're not digging deep enough until you hit the water. This is not a unique thing, but also I think it's the most frustrating thing for all of us, because then we're thinking it's a me problem, right? I haven't found the right answer, or there's something wrong with me. I can't be fixed or helped. And that's not true. The only problem is that as soon as things get hard or as soon as things get uncomfortable, as human beings, we just want to find a way out, right? And the way out could be quitting. The way out could be escaping. The way out could be just internalizing, right? And creating, like living in heaviness. So what is it in your life that you are struggling to get a result with, right? Is it in your marriage? Is it in your parenting? Is it in your career? Is it in your body, the way that you speak to yourself, the way that you show up in the world? Why don't you have friends? Why don't you do anything for yourself? Is it your relationship with your mother, your father, your sibling? There's so many places that we normalize struggle. And I want to say that it's okay to struggle, but also if you don't want to stay there and you don't want to be there, that's a choice. You don't have to stay in that stuckness. But you have to be willing to do the work. And I find those of you that come to me and, you know, are all in, you're all in, you do the work, it's great. That's the most ideal scenario. But many of you guys, you're not sure. And I get that because you've tried so many things. What makes you think that coaching, what makes you think I can help you? How is that any different? You've already done therapy. You've already, you know, had a community. You've already tried another coach. You know, you've done all the things and nothing's helped you. If you're willing to stick it out and if you're willing to feel the uncomfortable feelings, I promise you, you will get to the other side of it and life won't look perfect, but it'll be a little bit closer to where you want to be. So what are you waiting for? Why are you choosing to not start? Why are you choosing to quit? Whatever you're doing, whatever that is, dig in deeper. What if you could do that and when things come up that feel uncomfortable, you don't run away? You don't look for a better answer. You don't make anyone wrong or yourself wrong. Guys, guess what? Life isn't easy, but it doesn't have to be so hard. If you're willing to stop doing the same pattern that you've kept doing again and again or for decades, I promise you'll get somewhere new. Just don't stop, just don't quit. And don't be afraid to start something new. So where in your life have you been struggling to stay committed or start commitment? And how can I help you? Because I'd love to hear back from you guys. There's nothing like getting it off your chest in a safe place. And that's what we do here. All right, you guys, today's a short one. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.